Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 290, the stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 5. Praise ye the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks and bless his name. His loving kindness changes not from age to age the same. And what follows, Psalter 290, the stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 5. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 1 Chronicles 12, the verses 8 through 18. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. 1 Chronicles 12, the verses 8 through 18. And of the Gadites there separated themselves unto David into the holt, to the wilderness, men of might, and men of war fit for the battle, that could handle shield and buckler, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and were as swift as the roes upon the mountains. Ezer the first, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmanah the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Adai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Yohanan the eighth, Elzabeth the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, Magbani the 11th. These were of the sons of Gad, captains of the host, One of the least was over 100, and the greatest over 1,000. These are they that went over Jordan in the first month, when it had overflown all its banks, and they put to flight all them of the valleys, both toward the east and toward the west. And there came of the children of Benjamin and Judah to the hold unto David. And David went out to meet them, and answered and said unto them, If ye be come peaceably unto me to help me, mine heart shall be knit unto you. But if ye be come to betray me to mine enemies, seeing there is no wrong in mine hands, the God of our fathers look thereon and rebuke it. Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, who was chief of the captains, and he said, Thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse, peace, peace be unto thee, and peace be to thine helpers, for thy God helpeth thee. Then David received them, and made them captains of the band. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Hank and Deanna Clock, and Mr. and Mrs. John and Erica Mounts, who were both blessed with the birth of a baby boy. The family of Mr. Brian Slingeland and friend, who still have not been found, and the ongoing war in the Ukraine. And Mr. and Mrs. Jacob and Wilma Hengstemengel, who may commemorate their 25th wedding anniversary today. And Mr. and Mrs. Vout and Brenda Van Lake, who hope to commemorate their 25th wedding anniversary on Saturday. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it is thy good and thy gracious hand that has gathered us together by renewal on another morning of another Lord's day within the walls of thy house. Then surely in the past week, then thy mercies have been great over us. They have surrounded us. And to that end, we may still have a place upon the earth. Then we have been the recipients of many blessings from heaven. And in the day of yesterday, it has pleased thee to grant unto us another year. And then we have received many a token of love from the congregations. Lord, may it please thee that the labors may be richly blessed for the eternal welfare of young and old. Oh, the prophet of old has declared, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Ah, Lord, then we have to confess by renewal in this morning hour that we are but a company of poor sinners. And how wilt thou make and keep us poor beggars at thy throne of grace? Because our sins are great and manifold, and then they need to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son, whose resurrection we have commemorated in a special way the past Lord's Day. But then each Lord's Day by renewal, then we are given to remember that Christ is risen indeed. And may that be experienced in the hearts of the unconverted and in the hearts of thy people. Lord, it is a special morning, and may it please thee to make it special indeed, especially for these young people who hope to make an oath to bind themselves to the truth of thy holy word and the old ways. Ah, Lord, do remember them in their young lives, and may they have begged of thee in this morning that thou may help them indeed, where we live in such dark and solemn times. But, ah, Lord, thou art still gathering a church where we live in a time where the temptations are so manifold and where they are so great. And, ah, that we live in a time where sin seems to be sin no more. Lord, wilt thou then help them indeed? And, oh, impress upon their young hearts that one thing needful, that we need by thy grace, by the work of a triune God, to become a living member of the living church of the living King. O Lord, bless then the means of grace to that end in the church, but also in the family circles. Make them a blessing also in the midst of the church, that our young men, to be converted and used in thy service to receive an office from thee. And the girls, the women, were many of them, two young couples, they have been united in holy matrimony. They have begun life's journey together, and many of them, when thou granteth it, when thou spareth them, even in this week, they hope to be united in holy matrimony. Lord, may they become mothers in the home, for the old ways, for the old truth. Wilt thou grant unto all of our young people a future spouse? Wilt thou provide in that way? Lord, then it is a special day also for the parents, for brothers and sisters, and for the grandparents. There are empty places. The thoughts do multiply. May these young people, may they be carried upon the wings of prayer. Wilt thou graciously spread thy wings over them? Lord, then there are also other parents, mourning parents, who have brought a dear child to the grave. Wilt thou uphold them in this morning hour? In the confession of faith, two mourning sisters, were it please thee to take two sisters so suddenly and unexpectedly by the hand of death. Then there are also parents with bleeding hearts when they think of their sons and daughters that have turned their back to the truth and are seeking it elsewhere. O Lord, wilt thou keep our dear youth? Wilt thou do a great work? It is necessary that that precious truth, which we have received from our forefathers, based upon thy holy word, who have sacrificed so much, has shed such rivers of blood, for the precious truth which we may still have amongst us and our children, and, O Lord, that is surely for a purpose, that is for the ingathering of thy church, and to that end by thy Spirit, wilt thou teach these young people that precious truth, and that they may be given to experience that precious truth, the work of a triune God, that can set us free. Lord, do then wonders from heaven, work from generation to generation. We remember the manifold needs, O Lord. Wilt thou remember that mourning family, where their hopes have faded away in this week, where there is missing and lost a beloved husband, father, son, brother, and further family member, O Lord. And may it please thee to place underneath thy everlasting arms, oh, do grant them a special place at thy footstool. The psalmist of old has declared, when my soul was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. We may humbly ask thee, if it may please thee, to help the searchers, that they may yet find. Lord, remember all the mourning ones in our midst. Remember the elderly ones. Remember the sick and afflicted ones. Also sick relatives. Serious circumstances. O Lord, wilt thou remember them all? It has pleased thee in this past week to bless two fathers and mothers by renewal in their married life, with the birth of a little child. Thou wast spared life, and thou wast given life. Ah, wilt thou grant a humble and broken heart, may they be little children, carried upon the wings of prayer. Ah, little children, for thy glory, in this dark and evil time, Lord. We remember the grandparents, many empty places amongst them. Wilt thou grant them also a thankful heart, even those that are sorrowing? Wilt thou remember the great-grandparents? Lord, remember all the mothers with the unborn. Remember the barren ones amongst us. We commend by renewal that people in a country that is torn asunder because of war, where there is so much death and so much sorrow, so much destruction. Ah, wilt thou uphold them? Remember thy church, and that this serious calling, ah, may be used for the ingathering of thy church. But then thou wert speaking to the whole world. Thou wert also speaking to us. Ah, wilt thou grant ears to hear and hearts to perceive? Lord, we humbly ask thee for thy help in this morning hour. Open thy word. Open our mouth. Open the heavens. Open the ears. Ah, Lord, remember these young people when they hope to make their oath. Wilt thou grant sincerity and a brightness? Lord, wilt thou so grant an unforgettable morning for us and our children, a morning in thy special favor, a morning for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Oh, pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 69, the stanzas 1 through 5. Be thou my judge, O righteous Lord. Try thou my inmost heart. I walk with steadfast trust in thee, and nor from thy ways depart, and what follows, Psalter 69, the first five stanzas. in this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in 1 Chronicles 12, the verses 16, 17, and 18. And there came of the children of Benjamin and Judah to the hold unto David. And David went out to meet them, and answered and said unto them, If ye be come peaceably unto me to help me, mine heart shall be knit unto you. But if ye be come to betray me to mine enemies, seeing there is no wrong in my hands, the God of our fathers look thereon and rebuke it. Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, who was chief of the captains, and he said, Thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse, peace, peace be unto thee, and peace be to thine helpers, for thy God helpeth thee. Then David received them, and made them captains of the band. Our text words speak of Amasai and his men unconditionally joining themselves to David with four thoughts. First, the voluntary coming of Amasai. Secondly, the searching inquiry for Amasai. Thirdly, the heartfelt reply by Amasai. And fourthly, the enlistment of Amasai. Amasai and his men unconditionally joining themselves to David. The voluntary coming, the searching inquiry, the heartfelt reply, and the enlistment of Amasai. Thus first, the voluntary coming of Amasai. Beloved congregation and confession of faith class, we have a precious choice in our text. The choice of Ruth is well known. In Ruth 1 verse 16, Thy people shall be my people and thy God my God. Also the choice of Joshua in Joshua 24 verse 15, where Joshua was given to say, Choose you this day whom ye will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Then we also read the choice of Ittai in 2 Samuel 15, where he was given to join himself to David when David has fled out of Jerusalem. And now in our chapter, we read of Amasai. Then in this chapter, then there is also a reflection of the past. Because the first seven verses, they speak when David was in Ziklag, after he has fled from the king of the Philistines. In the verses 8 through 15, we read of the Gadites who have joined themselves to David with 11 captains in the hold of the wilderness. And now also in this chapter, then we read of those that have come unto a hold. Which hold this was, that is not clear. Nevertheless, in the scriptures we read of different holds when David has fled for Saul. Oh, then in 1 Samuel 22, then we read of that cave and hold of Adullam. And then we read of special people that have come to that cave. And what a blessing it is when also among our youth that we may have an understanding all by the work of the Holy Spirit, because we read of that people that they were in distress. And when it pleases the Lord to use his trials and distress and other afflictions, that we may be given to flee unto the Lord and to need the pardoning of our sins in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we also read of that people that they had a debt. Young people, do you have a debt? You know it with your mind. But have you learned to weep over your sins? Because when we are given to flee to that greater David, then we have an impression of our debt, and a debt that we try to pay, and that we cannot pay, that we cannot satisfy the justice of God. Then we also read of a people that were discontented, that is declared in our text. We also read three times of strongholds in 1 Samuel 23. We also read in 1 Samuel 23 and 24 of the cave of Engedi. It is not clearly written which cave it is, which hold, not so important, but here we have those that have fled out of the kingdom from under the dominion of Saul, and that had a desire to join themselves to David. Oh, Saul began so well, young people. We read that he has prophesied, but it was because of disobedience in the first place, not to wait for Samuel to come to offer sacrifices, and in the second place that they did not totally destroy the Amalekites. Oh, what a solemn warning for us and our children. What a terrible thing that sin is. Because of those sins especially, Saul has lost this kingdom. And now Saul has promised much. Then also for our young people to consider, what shall be the best? What shall be the most profitable? To remain, serve the world, or to place yourself in the church under the authority of God's holy word? Oh, Saul has even said, well, the son of Jesse give every one of you fields and vineyards and make you captains of thousands and captains of hundreds. Thus for these men and Amasai, they were given to consider whether to remain under the dominion, the authority of Saul, or whether they would forsake Saul and that they would place themselves under the banner of David in the state of his humiliation, who would become king in the future. Oh, then surely these men, Amasai, then they were given to believe that David would receive the victory at the end. Then we read of Saul that he has taken the girls to be bakers and confectionaries, and the sons to work in the vineyards and the fields of the kingdom of Saul. Then they were given to realize to be under Saul, it was not profitable, it was not pleasant, and therefore they have placed themselves under the banner of Saul. Oh, to consider wages. When we consider a job, then we also consider the wages we receive. Oh, when we are under the banner of the Prince of Darkness to serve the world, a sin is such a bitter thing, because I read in Numbers 32, verse 23, be sure your sin will find you out. Do we not read in Romans 6, verse 23, But the wages of sin is death. But there it is also given to speak of the greater David. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thus for Amasai and his men, then they were given to consider those things. What was the most profitable? They were given to think of the future of the kingdom of Israel. May we be given to do the same, young people, and that one thing needful, for the work of the Holy Spirit. Of course, in this morning we do not have much time, but we also have a beautiful type of the way that the Lord holds with his people, when they are drawn out, because the Lord has a willing people in the day of his power, as they read in Psalm 110 verse 3. And now we read, and there came of the children of Benjamin and Judah to the hold unto David, and they did not come as self-righteous people, because Benjamin, that was the tribe of Saul, and Judah, we also read in the wilderness Keilah, that they have not dealt so well and so faithfully with David. Oh, it is possible that Benjamin has said, Judah, will you come along with us? Then we can go together and ask if we may receive a place under the banner of David. Our second thought, the searching inquiry for Amasai. Then those men of Judah and Benjamin, then they surely thought that David would be so glad to embrace them with open arms that he may receive more soldiers under his banner to fight the battles of the Lord. But it is one a little different. And then we read, undoubtedly it was told to David that there were men of Judah and Benjamin that have come to the hold, and to that end David has met them. It's also a beautiful thought, young people. God's house, that we meet with the Lord in a special way. And in this morning, also the omniscience of the Lord, that he knows our heart, how we have come up to God's house, and also the prayer concerning our oath. Thus David, he has come to meet them. It is implied that there was a certain suspicion, maybe questions in the heart of David, maybe with other ones he has been very disappointed and discouragement. And those men of Judah and Benjamin, it is written in our text, they did not become angry with David, and they did not say, David, you should be so glad that you may receive a few more soldiers. No, could stand a little testing, because those men of Judah and Benjamin, they have come up with sincerity and uprightness. They have experienced to remain under the kingdom of Saul. That was a lost cause, and therefore they were given to believe that to be under the banner of David, that would be a blessed place. Then David went out to meet them and answered and said unto them, if ye come peaceably unto me to help me, mine heart shall be knit unto you. Thus the question is, whether they have come peaceably, and that word peace, that is a very profound and deep word in the Hebrew language. It means safety, health, welfare, and prosperity. If ye become peaceably unto me to help me, do you hear it, young people? Thus David was given to ask those men of Judah and Benjamin, have you come? And are you willing to be a soldier under my banner to fight the battles of the Lord, not to come for ease and with folded arms? We must remember, young people, we must never picture a church as a train. And then, of course, you need engineers to run the engine. Thus, never to picture it as a train with the consistory running the train and the members sitting in all the cars looking out the window. No, we never find that picture in the Bible of the church. But we find the picture of the church portrayed as an army of soldiers. Paul has even written to his spiritual son Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 verse 3, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Thus we have battles to fight. And as we come closer to the end of the world, it's going to become more difficult. More sacrifices to be fought. More sacrifices to be brought. But if we may be under the banner of the King of Kings, even a blessing in the midst of the church where the Lord has promised us special blessings for the time and not enough for eternity. And now we read, mine heart shall be knit unto you. In the margin it is written, my heart shall be one with you. Thus do you hear it, congregation. Maybe you are listening well for these young people. That is good. But when we read that David has said, my heart knit unto you, then we must examine what are these young people being knit to. Of course, they hope to make confession concerning that precious truth which our forefathers as banners have written down in the three forms of unity. The confession of faith, the Heidelberg Catechism, and the canons of Dort. But when we read, my heart shall be knit unto you, then these young people, when they make confession of faith to become full members, then they become one. Of course, they are already baptized members. But then they become one with the congregation. Thus, that means in this morning that each and every one that we are called to examine our hearts, who are now these young people uniting with? Are we members that these young people may become jealous of? Oh, may we have a little resemblance. May we have been given to experience the precious things of the Lord. Because what precious things that David has recorded in the scriptures, in the book of the Psalms. Then David has learned that he could not keep himself, but in Psalm 17 verse 5, hold up my goings in thy ways, that my footsteps slip not. Has he not spoken, David, in Psalm 19, of the precious law of the Lord, that they are so pure, that they are so precious? Do we not read of that precious confession of a David in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Oh, in Psalm 25, verse 4, show me thy ways, teach me thy paths. Oh, and further in verse 14, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. We have sung together out of Psalm 26, I love the habitation of thy house. Oh, in Psalm 27, verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Oh, know then a David not as a self-righteous Pharisee when we read Psalm 32 and Psalm 51. There he was given to beg for the mercy of the Lord where he has fallen in such great sins. Oh, in Psalm 34, verse 6, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all his troubles. Then we hear a David cry in Psalm 38, verse 9, Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. Do we not read in Psalm 37 that a David was given to trust in the Lord and speak, I have been young and now have become old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed seeking bread. Oh, do we not read in the Psalms of praise in Psalm 145, I will extol thee, O my King. Then he was given to speak of the goodness of the Lord, and that from generation to generation, that they would declare the mighty acts of the Lord. How is it now with us, congregation? Who are these young people being knit to become one? May we have those experiences of a David, that our young people do not have to ask, but that it can be seen in our life that we have become a follower of the greater David. Oh, that sin has become bitter, that we have learned to seek the Lord. Thus in our text, and you hear it, congregation, a close examination. How is it with our confession of faith? Who are these young people being knit to? Do we arouse them to a holy jealousy that they may be given to see that the service of the Lord is a blessed service? David's son has also spoken of different things. Solomon, in the Proverbs, many times opposite the righteous and the wicked. We shall mention a few texts concerning the means of grace. Proverbs 13, verse 4, the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. Do our young people join themselves to a congregation that in our family circles, there are, but all our family circles, that it is seen the means of grace, the Word of God, what a central place, the family circles in the church concerning unfiltered internet and porn? Proverbs 6, verse 29, so he that goeth into his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent. Matthew 5, verse 28, who looketh? Thus that is an examination. We read in our text that Amazai and his men, that they would become one with David. Then further concerning pleasure, alcohol, could mention drugs. Proverbs 21, verse 17, he that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. Concerning immodesty, Proverbs 7, verse 10, then Solomon has written, met him with the attire of an harlot. Covetousness, Proverbs 15, verse 16, he that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house. The hardening of the heart, Proverbs 28, verse 14, he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. Thus in examination, congregation, who are these young people joining themselves to? We have mentioned different texts. When your name is mentioned, may the Lord grant repentance. May there be a repentance while it can yet and while it may yet. What a responsibility as a congregation we also have concerning our fellow man, concerning our dear youth, that we may stand shoulder to shoulder in this dark and evil time, where many times it seems that sin is sin no more. And then David has added, if you come to betray me to mine enemies, seeing there is no wrong in my hands. You can understand, young people, what a terrible thing it would be if among Amasai and his men there was one traitor among them that would betray to Saul where David was hidden, in which hold. Thus David, he was given to examine Amasai and his men very carefully, seeing there is no wrong in my hands. The God of our fathers looked thereon and rebuked it. Was as if it was an oath that David has said, O Amasai and men of Judah and Benjamin, if ye come to betray me, if ye come not with sincerity and uprightness, though David did not ask if they were perfect. Oh no. When David has said, no wrong in mine hands, does not mean he had no sin, but a righteous cause. He was anointed, and he would become king. But a close examination, our third thought, the heartfelt reply by Amasai. Then Amasai, perhaps, for these men, they were a little shocked. They have not expected such an examination. And then undoubtedly they were glad that one has spoken up on behalf of them all of different gifts. The one is a leader, another is a follower, both the place. The Lord has given the talent of being a leader, then what an asset we can be to our fellow man and to the congregation in the right way. It can also be in the wrong way. And then Amasai did not say, David, could you give us an hour that we could meet separated and that we may talk about it? And that we've come with a list of conditions that we say, David, we may do this or that, and we receive that, then we shall join ourselves. That we do not read. Unconditionally, immediately. Amasai had an impression that David was so worthy to come under his banner. We have said what a beautiful picture, how the Lord works in the heart of his people. And then we even read more. Then the Spirit came upon Amasai. The margin had said he was clothed with the Spirit. Of course, concerning the Spirit in the Scripture, we may think charitably. And when we read of those where it is so clearly declared a type, how the Lord leads us through people, then we may think charitably and also believe that Amasai belonged to the living church of God. Concerning that Spirit, we also read of Saul. The Spirit has come upon him. Read of Balaam. Thus concerning the Spirit to grant gifts, to supply what is needed for the offices, but now necessary, the saving work of the Holy Spirit. And then young people, then we are given to make that choice so unconditionally. Then we are given to see that to remain under the banner of Saul, that shall be better here in the time and more better in eternity. Thus amaze I, then what a precious choice he has made, who was chief of the captains, already a leader. And he said, thine are we. Thus a desire to unite. David, here we are, unconditionally. What wilt thou have me to do? Whatever thou lays upon us, battles to be fought, we shall strive for thine cause. Thine we are, David. Oh, then amaze I. He had a precious opportunity to mention the name of David. And then further, and on thy side, not in the middle, not part way, but on thy side. Do you remember, young people, in registration evening, we have read together out of Exodus 32, when they have made the golden calf, and Moses has come down from the mount. That people, they have said three times, all that the Lord commandeth we will do. The young people, trust not in your own strength. Oh, pray much that the Lord may keep you and spread his gracious wings over you. And then we have heard out of Exodus 32 that Moses has said to the Israelites, who is on the Lord's side? And now we read that Amazai, in that precious choice, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse. There are also many false Christs, but Amazai was given to distinguish David, the son of Jesse. And then he was given to declare peace, peace be unto thee. That's Amazai. And his men had a desire that the kingdom of David may prosper, that he may have health, may have prosperity, and that in due time that the enemies may be subdued. Thus Amazai had a heart of love and compassion for David. That is necessary, young people, that the church has a special, a central place in your life. Not form and duty, but the same as Amazai, that you desire the peace and prosperity of Zion, and then you shall be willing to sacrifice, and more so, by the work of the Holy Spirit, that we have no peace with God because of our sins, our deep fall, our actual sins, such an unrest, and that you also need to become partaker of that peace that is everlasting, merited by the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ, whose resurrection we have commemorated on the last Lord's Day. And then further, and peace be to thy helpers. That's that love for those helpers, for God's people, for the consistory, that you are an Aaron and Hur, a prayer, that the means of grace may be blessed, accompanied by the work of the Holy Spirit, who is sufficient unto these things. such an impossible task, but that with amazai and peace be to thine helpers, that you do not make him discouraged and sad. Many prayers, for thy God helpeth thee. As amazai had an impression that David had such a wonder doing, such a mighty, such a gracious, also just. He was given to say, thy God helpeth me. What is now necessary? When the Lord works, then we become so jealous of God's people. Oh, and to be given to say, thy God. And then it is necessary that we may experience how it is possible, when it is lively in that church. Think of Ruth. And she says, thy God, my God. It's a necessary choice for each and every one of us. Thus an amazai was given to declare, thy God helpeth thee. Our last thought or forethought, the enlistment of amazai. And amazai has made his choice. But amazai with his men, how anxiously they must have waited for an answer from David. What shall David now say? But then David has spoken. Then, upon that choice, David has felt it. You have heard it, young people. Came out of his heart, sincere, willing to sacrifice. Acknowledged David is the rightful king. It is true, still persecuted, but hope that in due time he would be exalted. Then David received them. Not say some, but all of them. Upon that choice of amazai, then we repeat it. What a beautiful picture of the way that the Lord holds with his true people. Oh, it is true with that choice that people are so happy and they may experience the sweet things of the Lord, but they learn they need to be reconciled and received and made them captains of the band. It's what we need. If we think of King Ahab with that battle with Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, then he has inquired of the Lord who must begin the battle. And the Lord has answered the young men. Do you hear it, young people? Your duty and your responsibility. May it please the Lord to bless you and to use you, our young men, as office bearers for our women. A few have been married. The rest, marriages have been planned, the Lord willing, than to become a captain of the band. The mother, the Lord may bless you with a family. The mother that rocks the cradle rules the world. That's do you hear your calling, young people, to be a willing, a helpful, an active member. But now concerning the service of David, is that not a hard service? We think so, congregation, then we are not going to seek that way of David so earnestly. Then we shall remain under the banner of Saul. Oh, under the service of David. That is such a good service. It's not one whom by grace has been placed under that banner that has a desire to go back. Oh, it is through much trouble with their heart, with the temptations. They offend in many things. Have to weep bitter tears. But now concerning David, then we read at the end of this chapter of the joy that Amasai and his men had. Of course, it was later, because the verses 23 through the end, that has taken place when the tribes of Israel have come to anoint David to be over all Israel. But then we read, And there they were with David 3 days, eating and drinking, for their brethren had prepared for them. Moreover, they that were nigh them, even unto Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali, brought bread on asses and on camels and on mules and on oxen and meat, meal, cakes of figs, and bunches of raisins, and wine, and oil, and oxen, and sheep abundantly, for there was joy in Israel. Amen. Let us sing together of Psalter 334, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Thy word sheds light upon my path, a shining light, it guides my feet. Thy righteous judgments to observe, my solemn vow I now repeat. And what follows, Psalter 334, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. We now ask the confession of faith class to arise and to answer upon the following questions. In the first place, do you acknowledge the doctrine of our church, which you have learned, heard, and confessed, to be the true and complete doctrine of salvation, conforming with the sacred scriptures? Secondly, do you promise by the grace of God to continue steadfastly in the profession of this doctrine and to live and die in accordance therewith? Thirdly, do you promise at all times to conduct yourselves conformably to this doctrine faithfully, honorably, and beyond reproach, and to adorn your confession with good works? Fourthly, do you promise that you will submit to admonition, correction, and church discipline in the event, which God forbid, that you may become delinquent either in doctrine or in life? What is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation? Tyler John Garrett Beekman. Esther Judith Van Waverwijk. Luke Martin Both. Rihanna Corrine Oscom. Nathan Peter DeCock. Annalyn Mounts. Lindsay Walina DeWild. Cornell Jared Liefting. Nicole Danita Liefting. Jan Melvijk. Willard Evers. Anika Catherine Grisnick. Jeremy Paul Grisnick. Sean Paul Niels. Franz Johannes Oscom. Leanne Janelle Altshorn. Shantae Jane Vandenberg. Timothy Sean Vandenberg. Joshua John Vanderwall. And Leighton Adi van der Stroot. A young people, we have heard precious things out of God's word in this morning hour concerning the choice of Amasai that he has joined himself to David. In the first place, it was sincere. Thine we are, unconditionally. David, whatever thou lays upon us, we hope to be willing followers. We hope to fight the battles of the Lord. In the second place, it was unconditional on thy side. Not 70%, 80%, 100%. May, as I were saying, as it was David, you have our heart. We have someone's heart. You know that, young men. When you may have a girl's heart, then you have everything. That was the life of Amasai. and the Lord also demands in this morning. As I read in Proverbs 23, verse 26, my son, my daughter, give me thy heart. In the third place, the prayer of Amazai, a desire for the peace of David. First two petitions, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. In the fourth place, willing to sacrifice. And young people, as we come closer to the end of the world, the sacrifices required are only becoming greater. I think I told you at the beginning, she'll tell you again so the whole congregation can hear it. Richard Wurmbrand, he was in prison, persecuted for his faith for 14 years. When he has come out, he had the scars on his body to show his persecution, badges thereof. And then his confession of faith, one of the last classes, he says, class, at the end of our class, we shall go to the zoo. Then you can understand that those students thought, what has a zoo now to do with a confession of faith class? And then he has taken to the place where the lions were. And he says, students, do you see those lions? They says, yes. Would not be good to be cast into the cage. But he said, students, it's nothing compared to human nature. When it is given over to themselves, I have experienced it. But now when you are doing confession of faith, then you are declaring that you are willing to suffer. Then in the fifth place, it has become clear that they were willing to war. In the sixth place, united, David would be knit to them. Then they were declaring, David, we shall also be one with thee. And what is now necessary to be one? Then we need a guide. We cannot go by our feelings, by our thoughts. That's the way of the world. But what saith the Lord? And then we have said what a beautiful type of the way that the Lord holds with his people. A living member. It's what we need. Work of the Holy Spirit. Lord gathers his church by word and by spirit. A living member of the living church, of the living King. It's written in John 8, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In this chapter, then we read some characteristics of those that have joined themselves to David. Not exactly these three verses, but in this chapter, of the Gadites, we read in verse 8, fit for battle, shield, buckler, and the face of a lion. Of course, never a face of a lion with your girlfriend or future wife, but a face of a lion in the way of jealousy for each other, and the face of a lion not concerning our honor, but the honor of the king. Swift as the rose, swift to run from temptation, and swift to run in the ways of the Lord. In verse 23, it is written to be used to turn the people from the kingdom of Saul to the kingdom of David. May you as young people be used to that end, to turn many. Simple walk, few words, the blessing of the Lord. Then in verse 33 of Issachar, It was a tribe that had understanding of the times. And you know what times we are living in. Maybe sometime our young people think the older generation does not understand it. But you now have an understanding of the times. May you be used with all the temptations for the welfare of the congregation of Zebulun. Then we read they were not of a double heart. Not some of the heart was Saul, rest with David. We even read in verse 38 that they were of a perfect heart. That does not mean in the Bible necessarily without sin, but a walk without blemish, not a reproach. And then finally in verse 38, of one heart. Not so easy to stand alone, but now with one heart, according to the truth of God's holy word. Then for fathers and mothers, siblings, grandparents, even great-grandparents, a special mourning when you may witness of your seed with a desire to remain under the old truth and the old ways. Then we also remember other parents, mourning parents, that have brought dear children to the cemetery. The Lord makes a difference where there is no difference. We remember the parents, many with bleeding hearts, maybe from this age group. They are not standing here, not in God's house, but elsewhere. May the Lord remember also in that respect. And then congregation, we do not have to multiply it out. We have spoken of those words that David said to be one. And how necessary that we are an example. Bishop J.C. Ryle, he has stated in a certain place, a Christian man without holiness, even in an outward way, in the first place, is a joy to the devil, and the devil gains much. In the second place, a stumbling block to the world. The world thinks, how can it be? Maybe still on Sunday, but during the week. In the third place, an offense to God. The fourth place, a sorrow to God's people and a difficult life for ourselves. The day of yesterday, we have experienced much love from the congregation, from young and old. But I know that our young people know how to make your minister and consistory happiest. And we mention not to compare with the old Apostle John. But then John, in 2 John 4, he has written short epistle, not so many verses. First three verses of greetings, and then he has written to that elect lady, I rejoice greatly when I found of thy children walking in the truth. Simple walk with God's word as our guide, and more so when it may be heard that the means of grace may be blessed to your never-dying souls in a spiritual way to experience what amaze I has experienced. Ah, to flee out of that city of destruction, to make that good choice all spiritually, then we need to learn much more, because we do not read that Amazigh we have mentioned for that cave of Adullam, that the head debt of Amazigh, we do not read it. But then we learn our debt. But then that greater David, he has come, and he has taken the sins of his children upon him, that that church may go free. And to that end, may we also be given to, when we are asked upon, to volunteer, to sacrifice herself. Let us also mention, it is stated in the church news concerning the traffic control. Does not mean necessarily she'll speed up things the way it is now so much. But the point is, there is a stop sign. And of course, if there would be a police officer, and he would see in our community, has been very good to us the last few years. But it is still required. There is a stop sign. If there would be a police officer, would put him in a difficult position, because it's not so nice to go to church people and have to warn them. To that end, it is best that in the future, if it is allowed, that we may institute, install the traffic control, that everything is legal. We have asked our men so far as possible from the confession of faith, but we still need some more volunteers for older ones with families, not always so easy. But may we receive a sufficient number that they may be trained, and to that way continue. Young people, may the Lord bless you. The Lord remember you. May you be given by the grace of God. Oh, we must close. I shall tell you. The late Reverend Van der Poel, a minister many years ago, a bosom friend of the late Reverend Lemain, not in confession of faith class, but at the beginning of a catechism class, there was a new young man come from another place. And then Reverend Van der Poel says, "Boy, what do you now expect in our church?" Because he said, "If you expect a good church, you shall be disappointed. And if you expect a good consistory, even more disappointed." But he said, "Boy, we have such a good and precious truth. That is the truth whereby it may be declared that a triune God, with the glorification of God's attributes, that sinners may and shall be saved." May you experience that truth. We ask the congregation to arise and to sing to the Confession of Faith class of Psalter 308, the stanzas 3 and 4. Let Israel trust in God alone, the Lord whose grace and power are known. To him your full allegiance yield, and he will be your help and shield. And what follows, 308, the stanzas 3 and 4, standing. Let us close with prayer. Lord, may it please thee to remember and to bless these young people with the oath which they have made and which is recorded in the heavens. Thou wilt thou grant by thy free and sovereign grace to taste of the sweet things of the Lord and to receive a little beginning of what is laid away for thy church in the heavens above through the greater David, who was given himself, who was suffered and died, is risen, sitteth at thy right hand, and from thence is gathering and preserving his church. Lord, watch over us in the furtherance of this day. Help fathers and mothers to speak to their children. Grant traveling mercies. Bring us in thy house in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 431. The stanzas 3, 4, and 6. Hear, my children, hear, saith the Lord who bore thee. Never serve nor fear gods of wood or stone. I am God alone. Worship and adore me. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The second wedding announcement of Joshua John Vanderwall and Kayla Janae Niels. The wedding service is scheduled for Friday, April 29 at 9:30 a.m. in Chilliwack with Reverend P. Van Rijdenberg officiating. The second wedding announcement of Mitchell Peter de Kock and Leanne Janelle Outshorn. The wedding service is scheduled for Friday, April 29 at 10:30 a.m. with Reverend E.C. Adams officiating. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. There will be a midweek service on Wednesday, April 27 at 7:30 p.m. with Reverend E.C. Adams officiating, and there is another Blue Book sermon, Book at the Exit, Psalter 431, the stanzas 3, 4, and 6. I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.